listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's up, Casey fam? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Recording new week, April 5th, 2021 here. Real fast here. Sticking with basketball, I'm recording this a couple hours away from the national championship game, Baylor and Gonzaga. This is what we wanted, folks, all along. I mean, me and Alex wanted this matchup here. I mean, we see some crazy upsets in this tournament here in the last month or so, and now this is it. Tonight, the last chance, the last game. Gonzaga can be the first unbeaten to win the win it all since Indiana, and the year loses me. But Baylor, the only representative left in the Big 12. A lot of people said it at the top. A lot of people said it in the middle of the season. A lot of people said at the end of the year. Baylor will end up in this position. And wow, we're going to see which dominant team comes out on top. And what can follow up a classic game than the other night there between UCLA and a team that is in a national championship game in Gonzaga. So, man, we'll see what cards unfold tonight. This should be an entertaining, fast-paced game. I would be stunned, shocked if this is one side. These are the two best teams in the country, and I think this is going to go right down to the final minute tonight in a national championship game in Indiana. Speaking of which, here, this is the Purple Project Podcast, and Dejuan Gordon sticking with basketball. Dejuan Gordon, who week into the offseason decided to transfer out. Well, he's found his new place. He's going to be playing basketball, and he's going to be playing the next state over, if you want to call it, put it in contention. The next state over, your next door neighbor, that is Missouri Tigers, who they're coming off of a national tournament berth, the NCAA for the first time in quite some time themselves as well. They lost, I believe, to Oklahoma, if my memory states correctly, a couple weeks ago in the NCAA tournament. So yeah, that's where Dejuan is. Going to be playing his next basketball, or resuming his career rather, after being a starter, which is very, very, very surprising. We talked about this quite a bit on Triple P a lot, and yeah, this one was the surprising one for sure. We knew Antonio Gordon was leaning towards transferring out. This came out of we knew a couple players were going to transfer, but we didn't know which ones would. And this one, Dejuan, it was, especially if you're a starter, I didn't understand. And obviously, I learned in that last episode, which has been the last episode of the weekly, huge 5-0 episode coming up here this week at the end of the week. Yeah, stay tuned for that one. That should be a must. That is a must listen there on the podcast. But Dejuan Gordon, who has started probably 90% of the games here at K-State since he was, I guess, a quote-unquote highly talented recruit, in which I didn't really buy it, but I'll buy it all in that talk. There, he has some ups and downs. Well, he's going to be going. Well, he wasn't happy. Turns out, he was not happy with Bruce Weber, whatever that was going on. If you missed out on that conversation, please download episode 49 of the Purple Project Podcast. That's going to wrap things up. Boy, stay tuned. National championship game tonight. This is going to go up immediately. Stay tuned. National championship game tonight. The end of college basketball is going to be a wrap. And that's going to be a wrap for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Go, Cats!
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.